to bed. Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Mary swing, strike two.
And the pitch is Dipsy too. Genius fastball, pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it
when you're dancing.
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
To 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Oh,
minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your spine, when you say us, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
It's Saturday night in Frisco, Texas, and Rough Riders Baseball is back on the air. Hi, folks. And a happy weekend to you. Hope you're making the most of it. And it's game five of a six-game series taking place in just a few moments between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Zach Bigley will join us in just a few moments for first pitch and the call of tonight's game. We'll also have the opportunity to catch up with lefty pitcher Avery Weems coming up after the end of this upcoming break. Avery sharing some perspective on his road through baseball some of the ups and downs that he's encountered this season and his journey all along his young professional career. Awesome opportunity to get a chance to catch up with him. We will hear from him on the other end of this first break. It's the first Saturday of May in Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Derby at the Diamond Night. It is at Riders Field this evening. Kentucky Derby already up and down, and Rich Strike in a major upset at the Downs. The winner tonight, 81-1 odds overall. Crazy stuff. Kentucky Derby at the Diamond Night at Riders Field, and Jack Leiter making his fifth start of the season, his third here in Frisco. We'll step aside and catch up with Avery Weems on the other end of this break. First pitch between Frisco and Arkansas at 6:35 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet-Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet-Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network on Saturday night, Riders and Travelers with a 6:35 first pitch time. Chris Jarrod, we've got the chance to be joined by the pitcher, Avery Weems. Avery, how you doing today, and how's Frisco been treating you so far?
I love Frisco. I love the area. I think it's beautiful. I've never been to Texas, and I just can't, like, fathom how nice it is here. Definitely could see myself living here maybe in the future someday, but I guess we'll see when that time comes.
Hopefully as a Ranger, maybe that could be the easiest case. What's one of the bigger differences with Arizona, just being a neighboring state where you're from?
I don't know. I have always liked Arizona, and I've always wanted to live in Arizona, and traveling around playing baseball, I've never, like, visited a place where I really could see myself, like, setting in roots or anything like that, and then Dallas kind of just opened my eyes a little bit. I think everything is greener. Maybe not in the city of Dallas. I'd like to be in the country, maybe like a little farmhouse, something like that. But definitely with the city right nearby, like, I think it's perfect. I don't think you could beat Arizona sunsets, though.
Who was growing up, who was someone that kind of inspired to keep you pushing through to try and play at the next level?
It would have to be, like, my parents, my dad specifically. Actually, my mom, too. My mom would do anything for us with Mother's Day coming up. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. She would do anything for our family, and we wouldn't be the family that we are without her. She's the glue that keeps us together. But for my dad, I mean, teaching me the game at such a young age and pushing me to better myself each and every day in pitching. And I always have memories of, like, him teaching me pitching. He would walk out, I don't know, maybe 20 feet at that age and squat down and, like, point at his glove and say, hit the glove, and I'd have to do it a certain amount of times, and then he would make up scenarios where it was like 3-2, bottom of the ninth, full count, so-and-so's up, like, got to throw a strike. And I think ever since that just made me want to play professional baseball. And I, like, growing up, that was something that I always told myself I was going to be a professional baseball player. And for it to actually be a reality and be where I'm at today is a huge blessing. Definitely have had great coaches along the way at Yavapai Junior College, Ryan Kogel and Jerry Dawson. I learned a ton of stuff from them, and I credit them to getting me to where I want to be, moving me on to Division One, where I played at Arizona. And I still remember a bunch of lessons that I learned at Yavapai, and the Junior College World Series and winning a championship there is something that I'll never forget. And I think, like, being able to take my talents to higher levels, it's all thanks to all those kinds of people out there. So I appreciate all the support and everything that they've done for me.
Specifically in terms of what lessons you learned to be able to play at a higher level, what do you think are some of the bigger things that you've been able to improve since those early days of playing after high school?
I mean, man, I'm still learning each and every day. I actually talked to Jerry Dawson last week when I was in Midland, because I haven't started off the way that I wanted to start. And I asked him, we had a funny conversation about how I'm still learning things that I was, like, had a tough time learning at Yavapai. He would call me stubborn and bullheaded, and I think he's right on that one. I like to learn things the hard way. But I think I've done a better job at learning those things as far as not being results-oriented, kind of going out there and just doing what I can do and just throw the ball, and I can't control what happens after that. I can't control a guy swinging and missing. I can't control a guy hitting a ground ball. I can't control a guy popping a ball up. All I can control is the ball coming out of my hand, and is it going where I want it to go? Is it doing what I want it to do? And that's kind of Jeff Andrews' motto as well, and I've learned a lot from him being here, and he kind of reminds me of my old pitching coach, Jerry Dawson, from Yavapai. And so me and him have really clicked, and he's really helped me since I've been here. But it's just those little things, being able to adjust in-game, going in with a plan of how I get hitters out, but, like, how quickly does that plan change, and being able to adjust on the fly and focusing one pitch at a time rather than maybe two or three pitches ahead, focusing on, like, getting out of an inning, stuff like that, being able to stay focused in the present moment, executing that pitch, and then just one pitch at a time. I think that's the biggest thing that I've heard all throughout my career from my dad, from Jerry Dawson, my pitching coach at Yavapai, from Jeff Andrews, and just my entire time in baseball. It's just one pitch at a time.
We're catching up with Avery Weems on the Riders Baseball Network. You did have a really strong outing here this week in a piggyback role, or at least somewhat, with Sean Chandler in between you and Kevin Gowdy. What was your takeaway from that? Really, we're going into the ninth. You had the offense come back and tie the game, racked up the strikeouts a little bit. What were some of your takeaways from that outing?
I was just trying to give the team a chance to win. You know, I give credit to Pro being behind the plate, calling a great game. Whatever he was putting down, I was throwing. And I just felt comfortable with him back there, and then I felt comfortable with my guys behind me. So credit to them. Shout out to Stowers for making that play in center field. I mean, that was unbelievable. I hope to see that on, like, SportsCenter top 10. But other than that, it was a good outing. There's definitely, I'm grateful for it, and there's good takeaways, but I'm kind of a hard critic on myself. And the inning where I loaded the bases, that's something that I take personally. I don't want to put myself or my team in that situation. If I'm having a good outing, I want to just keep it going, not lose focus, and focus on that one pitch at a time. Definitely an outing to build off of going into Tulsa next week. And just whatever role I'm in, I'm just trying to give the team a chance to win. That's all that matters.
Avery Weems, appreciate your time. Best
Thank
of luck.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back inside Riders Field as we're just a few moments away from first pitch in the national anthem separating the Arkansas Travelers and the Frisco Rough Riders to game five of our six-game series taking place here in just a few moments. Umpires making their way up the right field line, and we're just about set as the fans are meeting the starting lineups for the Frisco Rough Riders tonight. Take a look around the Double A and set the stage for some of the other games around the Texas League and what's to expect tonight. Actually, already an early start for San Antonio and Corpus Christi. The Mission's in front, 10-6 in the top of the ninth inning, looking like they'll win that one. Tulsa and Wichita still playing their doubleheader. Their series of doubleheaders that they've had scheduled. I'm seeing that they're in the top of the second inning in Wichita in front 1-0. And the other matchup says postponed. So really hoping that one of those games doesn't get lost on those two, but thinking that already a game from earlier has been postponed between Tulsa and Wichita. They are playing right now, so the weather must be okay to be playing baseball at the active moment. Northwest Arkansas in front of Springfield in the early stretch. Top of the third and Naturals in front 1-0. Midland and Amarillo scheduled for an 8:05 start time Eastern. That's 7:05 our time. And the Riders and Travelers starting at 6:35. Let's meet our starting pitchers for tonight. It's going to be another good one. Taking the mound in his third home contest, his third home start, and his fifth overall is Jack Leiter, the Rangers' top prospect and their top pick in the recent 2021 draft. Last time Leiter faced these Arkansas Travelers, it was on his professional debut. He came out and struck out 7 batters of the 9 outs recorded, and Leiter looking to roll over a night that was phenomenal with just 2 walks allowed, 1 hit, brought in 1 earned run. That was it. Since then, the last time out for Leiter, in the month of May, he strikes out 19 and 12 in 2/3 innings, 9 walks. And funny enough, all 9 walks coming against right-handed hitters. Leiter, in just about as even amount of batters faced from the left side, has not walked a left-handed hitter. All 9 of those walks coming against righties. We'll see if that carries over into tonight. His mound mate opposing him for Arkansas will be the left-hander Peyton Alford. Alford, a college arm that was signed by Seattle out of the MLB Draft League in 2021. Spent his time in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech and just signed with the Mariners as a free agent and making his first stretch, I should say second stretch, in the Mariners organization. Last year bounced around between 3 different levels and is now making his Double A debut this season. Home plate meeting up and down as our crew out on the field tonight. And behind the dish, be Ben Engstrand up the third baseline, Jake Bruner, and at first, Alex Nash. Field of Dreams kids taking the field currently, and the national anthem just around the corner. We'll go ahead and step aside for the final time in the Riders pregame show as the teams taking the field set for the national anthem at Riders Field. First pitch in Game 5 between Arkansas and Frisco next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer Hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left. Oh my goodness! 1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Happy Jack Leiter Day. The Rough Riders take the field here in the fifth game of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. And Jack Leiter, the number one Rangers prospect, makes his fifth start of the season. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along high atop Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. Jack Leiter walks out of the dugout and onto the mound. Good crowd here on hand at Riders Field as the Rough Riders at 15-10 have the best record in the Texas League South. They take on the Arkansas Travelers at 12-13 in the middle of the Texas League North Division. Chris, let's take a look at the starting lineups for today as Jack Leiter and Peyton Alford match up on the pitcher's mound.
Let's do it, Zach. In the center fielder, Tanner Kerwer at the top of the card for the Travelers. In right, Jack Larson batting second. He's changed his number to 7 this week. Jake Shiner at third, batting third. And the designated hitter, Joe Rizzo, in the cleanup spot for Arkansas tonight. Zach Deloach in left, batting fifth. Patrick Frick at second base in the sixth spot. and 79 for the Travelers of Jake Enchia, the catcher, at first, Connor Hoover, and Riley Unroe, the shortstop, batting in the bottom spot of the card. Now for the Frisco Rough Riders at home on Saturday night, the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas, leading off. Justin Foskey, the designated hitter, batting second. Dustin Harris back in left field, he'll bat third, and Ezekiel Duran batting cleanup, the second baseman Duran tonight. Blaine Krim at first, batting fifth. Josh Stowers ranging center, he'll bat sixth. Switch hitting catcher, David Garcia batting seventh. Kellen Strom in right, batting eighth. And for the first time this season, the third baseman, Nash Knight, off the development list earlier today. He will round out the bottom of the Riders card.
Happy Nash Knight night.
That's right, yeah. Nash Knight night.
Good to see Nash Knight in there for the first time this season. As you mentioned, Chris, in the bottom of the order for the Rough Riders at third base. So Jack Leiter takes the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders. 0-2 with a 2.84 ERA through his first four starts of his professional career. His last time out against Midland, three innings, allowing four runs, though just two of them were earned. He struck out three and walked one in his 7-4 Rough Riders loss. We keep going back, Chris, to that first start here against these Arkansas Travelers on April 9th. What a great start it was, introducing himself to everyone in the Rangers organization and the fans here in Frisco. Seven strikeouts through three innings. He was really strong.
Really good, and just a lot of pitches. And sometimes that we've seen Leiter, he'd go out and soldier through some at-bats. But that first one, he finished a lot with strikeouts. We mentioned seven of the nine outs recorded ended with strikes. So really dominant, and it was against these Travelers. So we can see if he rolls it over again tonight.
We're looking forward to it. Tanner Kerwer in from the right side. Leiter, the right-hander, with his shoulders square to the third base dugout, looks over the top of his glove, winds back, and away we go from Frisco. A fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1, and we're underway at 6:38 in the p.m. here in North Texas. Leiter back into his windup, glove over the tip of the cap, the 0-1. In the air, right side, and foul back into the stands, and it's 0-2. Jack Leiter, a five-pitch mix. Fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, change. Righty-righty to begin things here at Riders Field. He's back into his windup and the 0-2. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. And the Riders catcher hangs on. It's the first strikeout for Jack Leiter. He wastes no time. Three pitches and he sits him down. A good heater there on 97 miles an hour.
A little bit of an edge to him, and he's already back set on the mound. He's working fast, Zach.
And he is ready to go. That's the kind of ferocity he comes out with in the starts, especially here at home. First pitch to Jack Larson. Fastball right on the upper outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Fastball will be in the 92 to 98 mile an hour range. He'll take some off of it sometimes. 0-1 toss. Fastball right on the outside corner. Another perfect pitch for a strike. Five pitches out of Leiter's right hand. All of them have been in the zone today. He's quickly ahead, 0-2 on Larson. Back into his wind, the 0-2. A fly ball hit well into deep left center field. Harris going back to the warning track. Reaches out, can't get it. It hits off the warning track up against the fence. Larson cruises into second with his first double of the season. Going to the opposite way, and he hit it well. Got a pitch out over the plate. Got the barrel to it and drove it over Dustin Harris's head in left field. And Jake Shiner hits now. And that's just the second hit that Jack Leiter has allowed in the first inning all season long.
Yeah, and Harris, as we know, Zach, moved out to the outfield. Reigning Rangers Tom Grieve, minor league player of the year. And as he kept running to the right, that ball kept tailing to the left and just overran it.
Leiter from the stretch now, first pitch. First pitch curve in there for a strike at the top of the zone. 0-1 on Shiner. Dustin Harris is getting better and better out there in the outfield, but still learning. And it ends up being a double for Jack Larson. 0-1 toss. Fastball high and away. 96 on the gun, 1-1. Give you the rest of the defense behind Jack Leiter today. Alongside Dustin Harris in the outfield, Josh Stowers in center, and Kellen Strom out in right. Nash Knight at third, Johnny Ornelas at short, Ezekiel Duran has second. And Blaine Krim plays first, 1-1. Slips outside and another curveball, and it's two balls and one strike. David Garcia puts down the signs for Jack Leiter. Garcia has been Leiter's catcher this year. Leiter looks in, spins the ball behind his back, has his sign. Right-hander comes set, 2-1. Curveball hit foul back behind home. right into the netting, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chris, something we've been wanting to see from Jack Leiter is filling up the strike zone and using fewer pitches. That's the thing that he's run into. He's been very good in a lot of his starts. From the stretch, he offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball. Got him off the outside corner. Second strikeout for Jack Leiter.
Yeah, through his first two misses of the zone and that at-bat to Shiner. After being really, really efficient to start out of the gate despite the double from Larson, he bounces back with back-to-back off-speeds and Shiner way over top.
Nothing but fastball, curveball so far from Leiter. He faces the left-handed batting Joe Rizzo. Leiter's pitch. Another curve, this one low of the zone, a check swing, and Rizzo is able to hold. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rizzo's been a bit of a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders here in this series. Counted for 3 runs, a couple doubles as well. From the stretch, Leiter looks back towards second, kicks, deals. Fouled away, left side. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders with their cream uniforms today. Pants and tops. Red double R ball cap. On the other side, it's the camo uniforms for Arkansas. Gray pants. Black ball cap with a gray brim. 1-1. Curveball just high off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. 2 balls, 1 strike.
This is the first time we've seen Leiter and the Riders in the creams.
Yeah, that's right. Third home start. Pitched in the slates in his first start, and then in the, it's going to be May uniforms. 2-1. High drive out to right field, sending Strom back. He's under it, makes the catch. Loud contact from Joe Rizzo, but a line out to right field, and it's an easy first for Jack Leiter. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Home half of the first coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with mayonnaise, ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter just allowed 1 hit in a scoreless first inning. And now we go to the bottom half of the first where Johnny Ornelas leads it off against Peyton Alford. A left-hander back into his windup in the pitch. High off the outside corner. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Johnny Ornelas, Justin Foscue, Dustin Harris. The first three due up for the Rough Riders in the home half of the first. Alford back into his wind, the 1-0. High and away, 2 balls, 0 strikes. The Rough Riders have scored a run in the first inning in 3 of the 4 games so far in this series. Wind back and the 2-0 pitch. Fits on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. And they'll try to attack Peyton Alford here in the first inning, a guy who's making his first career minor league start. He peels, 2-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. If you're tuning in expecting to see George Kirby, well, surprise, he got called up to the big leagues. So a late scratch for today. 3-1. Off the outside corner, ball 4. Johnny Ornelas coaxes a walk. A Rough Riders a leadoff base runner here in the bottom half of the first inning. So George Kirby will be making the start for the Seattle Mariners at the big league level tomorrow. And so Peyton Alford, who's worked four games out of the bullpen so far for the Travelers, is inserted into the starting rotation, and he makes the spot start. Left-hander on the mound. Foscue, the right-hander, in from the right-handed side. From the stretch, here's the offering in. Just off the outside corner, low. One ball, no strikes. So congratulations to George Kirby.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a guy in Peyton Alford that we mentioned is making his first pro start, but already a walk, and the walks have been a bit of an issue for the lefty.
From the stretch, he kicks, fires. Inside, nearly hit Foscue. He shies out of the way of it, and it's two balls and no strikes. You mentioned the walk's a problem for Alford. Nine walks over 11 innings this year. We saw the starter yesterday, Connor Jones, with a lot of trouble with the walks. Seven walks in his start, 4 2/3 innings. 2-0. Fastball up high, 3-0. So Alford already walked the first batter he saw, Johnny Ornelas, and now Justin Foscue facing a 3-0 count. Ready from the stretch. The left-hander closed off. He fires. One fits on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Defense behind Alford today, Zach Deloach in left field, Tanner Kerwer in center, and Jack Larson in right. Jake Shiner at third, Riley Unroe has short, Patrick Frick is the second baseman, and Connor Hoover plays at first. Jake Anchia sets up low and in, the pitch high and outside. Called a strike by Ben Engstrand. 3-2. Back pick down to first, as Fossey had already tossed away the bat and undone his shin guard. A late strike call from Engstrand. 3-2. Alford ready from the stretch. Ornelas takes his lead. Here's the southpaw's pitch. Fouled straight back. Still three balls, two strikes. So Rough Riders offense that had been very good coming into this series but has struggled against this Arkansas pitching staff. Travelers with a 2-1 win in game one. A 6-3 lead or 6-3 win in game two. From the stretch. Payoff pitch on the way. A fly ball into right field and shallow. Larson, a long run in, still running, still sprinting. He watches it drop in fair. A blue base hit for Justin Foscue the other way, and a ball that seemed to hang up in the air forever. It finally came down and was fair by about 2 feet. Still on the grass, not quite on the dirt. Down the right side. Ornelas moves up to second, two aboard for the Riders.
And it works out for Foscue. You'll take the base hit over the walk every day. One that he walked into a bit. Just kept on drifting away with the wind that we've got from Larson in right field. Good base running by Ornelas to stay down the line but stay close to first.
Now Dustin Harris, first pitch. Breaking ball settles outside. One ball, no strikes. You mentioned the wind, Chris. It's blustering in right now from right field. So that ball being blown back in towards the infield from Larson. Normally we'll have wind blowing out to left here at Riders Field, but not tonight. Pitch to Harris. Another breaking ball that flutters outside. Two balls, no strikes. The Rough Riders with two aboard and nobody out. Home half of the first, no score. Foscue continues to hit. That bloop base hit gives him an 11-game on-base streak. From the stretch, 2-0 offering to Dustin. Low and away, three balls, no strikes, and Peyton Alford has started all three hitters in this game so far with a three-ball count.
Yeah, just not doing himself any favors to try and at least be aggressive in some way. A Riders team that has scored some runs this week, but for the most part, not what they've shown on the season.
3-0 toss. High, ball four. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. And Johnny Ornelas to third, Justin Foscue to second, Dustin Harris to first, and here's Ezekiel Duran. But for the second consecutive day, the Rough Riders threatening in the first inning thanks to free passes. Yesterday, it was back-to-back walks to Justin Foscue and Dustin Harris before an Ezekiel Duran RBI single. And today, walk, single, walk, loads the bases up with nobody out. And a pitching mound visit from Sean McGrath, the pitching coach for Arkansas.
It's a team in Frisco, Zach, that we saw score first before their opponent in every single game starting on the opening night on April 8th. until April 19th against Northwest Arkansas. They reached the scoreboard first. So a team that, with patient at-bats, loading the bases for, yeah, bring the guy up with the bases loaded that had a 4-for-5 night last night.
Ezekiel Duran hits in his first four at-bats. Third Rough Riders player to pick up a four-hit night, along with Blaine Krim and Johnny Ornelas. Unfortunately, in a losing effort. Rough Riders have scored first in 15 of their 25 games so far this year entering tonight. Offering in. High and outside to Duran, and it's one ball and no strikes. Frisco 11-4 in those games when they score first. Pretty good mark. Bags juiced for Ezekiel Duran. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. 1-0 toss. High and away. Two balls, no strikes.
And now the Arkansas bullpen just looking like a scattered camp of numerous different guys. Everyone standing right now and then getting loose. In case whatever happens here.
2-0. Duran swings, cracks it high in the air, shallow right field. Hoover, the first baseman, into foul territory. He's under it, makes the catch. Now Duran pops out, and there's the first out. And if you're Peyton Alford, that's best-case scenario. Maybe second-best case outside of a double play. One out, here's Blaine Krim. Rough Riders and Travelers, no score. Bases loaded for the Riders in the home half of the first. First pitch to Krim. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. Blaine Krim on an uncharacteristic slump. Just 2-for-13 here in the series. 0-for-3 night with a walk yesterday. Alford, the 1-0. Krim takes a breaking ball for a strike, knee level inside corner. 1-1. Alford, the former Virginia Tech product, making his first start of his minor league career. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. A fly ball into right field should be deep enough. Larson back on it. He comes in, makes the catch. Runner tags from third. Ornelas to the plate, and he scores easily. Sacrifice fly for Blaine Krim. Rough Riders on the board first here in the first inning. Foscue tags from second, moves to third. Dustin Harris remains at first base. Blaine Krim with a sacrifice fly, driving in his 15th run of the season. Brings Josh Stowers to the plate. The center fielder looking for his first hit of the series. Runners on the edges, two outs, one in. Alford's pitch. Stowers swings, hits it in the air to center field. Kerwer back on it. He's got a beat on it, and he makes the play. Side comes to a close for the Riders. They do come away with one run on one hit. No errors and two left on the base paths. Missed opportunity for the Rough Riders to add more, but they do get one tally. And we go to the top of the second, where Jack Leiter is back on the hill, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top two, Jack Leiter back to the mound. Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. Zach Deloach, Patrick Frick, Jake Anchia, the 3-2 up for Arkansas. A left fielder in from the left side. One back from Leiter in the first pitch. Fouled away left side, and it's 0-1. Deloach, a home run in this series. Back from the windup. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Durant, dives after it. Can't get it. It's into center. A seeing eye single for Zach Deloach. Not hit terribly hard, but perfectly placed right up the box. Durant was shaded more to his left and had a long way to go to try and get that. Base hit for Zach Deloach, his fourth of the series, as he's now 4-for-14. And Patrick Frick makes his way. Offering in. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Frick has had a really good series himself. 4-for-8 in the set so far. Leiter ready from the stretch. The 1-0. In the air, out to right field. Kellen Strom drifting into the alley. He's under it, makes the play. One out, and Jake Anchia makes his way in. Anchia playing in his 14th game. He's traded back and forth with Matt Scheffler for the catching duties for Arkansas. Rough Riders lead 1-0. One out, runner aboard here in the top of the second. Leiter ready from the stretch. He offers home. Just off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Something we talked about with Leiter in that first inning was pitch efficiency. He's thrown a lot of pitches so far through his first four starts. Hasn't gotten into the fifth inning. 1-0. Breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. In his most recent outing at Midland, he went three innings with a season-high 76 pitches, just 48 for strikes. He readies from the set. And time called, Garcia behind the plate. Wants to redo things. But early on here in this one, he's been much more aggressive. 15 pitches, 11 strikes in that first inning. 1-1. Bounces in there, gets away from Garcia, all the way back to the netting. And that allows Deloach to move up. A wild pitch. Two balls, one strike on Anchia. Leiter with a two-pitch out on Frick, and this will be the fourth pitch to Anchia. So really one of the biggest things that will lead to that is his fastball command, as we've talked to Jeff Andrews, Riders pitching coach, about Leiter many times. He readies, and the 2-1. Fouled straight back. Two balls, two strikes. Count flattens out. Andrews has talked about the importance of his fastball command. The slider and the curveball are both very good off-speed pitches, but really all hinges on his fastball, which will be in the mid to upper 90s. From the stretch, the 2-2. Curveball, strike three called right on the outside corner. Jack Leiter with a beautiful hook on the edge. He picks up strikeout number three. Two away, here's Connor Hoover. It's so easy to forget that Jack Leiter is still just 22 years old. Turned 22 on April 21st. This is his first professional season. He's still learning. He readies. Pitch to Hoover. Fastball just outside. One ball, no strikes. 96 miles an hour. The biggest thing for Jack Leiter is using this as a chance to improve and develop, and he certainly has. 1-0. Curveball low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at second. Two outs. Top of the second inning. 1-0. Rough Riders lead it. Leiter from the stretch. The 2-0. Misses down low of the zone. Three balls, no strikes. so much pressure on the young man, the 17th best prospect in all of baseball. It's by MLB.com. And it's so easy to forget that he's still in his development stages, and in some ways he has a long way to go, but so much promise. 3-0. Fastball strike outside corner. 3-1. And that's why it's so exciting, and that's why thousands of people come out to watch him pitch. Another great crowd here on a Saturday night. He's ready from the stretch. 3-1. Chopper to first. Blaine Crim, a nice pick to his left. Takes it to the bag himself. And there's the final out of the second inning. He gets a high five from Jack Leiter on his way off the field. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on base. Bottom second coming up. Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business struggling from inefficiencies during the workday? We're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For the last 25 years, we have been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas, and are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Riders.
After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride! The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
David Garcia starts it off for the Riders. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner for a strike on the upper edge, 0-1. Bottom half of the second inning, 1-0 Rough Riders. Peyton Alford back into his windup and he delivers home. A slider fits on the outside corner and it's 0-2. Garcia, Kellen Strom, Nash Knight. 3-2 up in the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders. Peyton Alford trying to work around a very tough first inning. Only allowed the one run, but walked two. 0-2. Way high and outside, all the way back to the backstop. Let that one go a little bit early, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders would have loved to come away with more in that first inning, but only the one. 1-2. Hit on a line down the right field side, in towards the corner, it drops in fair. Garcia around first on his way to second. Larson digs it out in the corner, gets it back in, but Garcia pulls into second with his third double of the year. Great approach with two strikes for Garcia. A pitch down and away, he got the barrel to it, lined it down the right field line. And a two-bagger to lead things off here in the second inning for the Riders against Alford. First hit of the series for Garcia. And Kellen Strom steps in from the right side. Garcia leads from second. 1-0 Riders. And the first pitch. Strom takes high and outside. 1-0. Fun for Strom. He has family in town. His dad's here. Was here yesterday as well. From the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, gets off Enchia's glove all the way back to the backstop, and Garcia moves up to third. Pass ball. 2-0. Kellen Strom's dad, Kurt, was an All-American wrestler at the University of Oregon. And he's here in attendance today to watch his son for the weekend. Flew out from Eugene, Oregon. Infield comes in. Here's the stretch, 2-0. High and inside, and it's three balls and no strikes. Strom had the day off yesterday. First day his dad was in town, but in the lineup today in the eighth spot. Trying to drive in the game's second run. Here's the stretch from Alford, and the pitch home. Strom takes on the outside corner, upper edge for a strike. 3-1 on the Riders' right fielder. The infield is in, but they're slightly back of the cut of the grass because Garcia is a catcher, not the best speed at third. 3-1, swing and a miss and an elevated heater. 3-2. Strom, one hit in the series, a double back in game one. Outfield plays slightly to pole. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a pitch down low and inside. Strom strikes out swinging. First K for Alford. One out here in the second. Runner at third for Nash Knight. Great to see Nash Knight finally getting an at-bat. Knight began the season on the Rough Riders roster, was placed on the development list right before opening day. From the stretch, Alford delivers. Knight takes high, and it's one ball and no strikes. And he was just taken off the development list yesterday. His first at-bat of the season for a guy who has almost 500 minor league games under his belt. A Denton, Texas native. Not too far away from here. 1-0. Hard ground ball to third. Scooped up by Shiner. Looks back the runner. Slings it on to first. And gets Knight for the second out. So after the double by David Garcia, Rough Riders with a strikeout and a ground out. Back up to the top of the order for Johnny Ornelas, and the infield retreats back. Ornelas drew a walk in the first, came in to score the game's lone run. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second, two down, runner at third. Alford dangles the ball off to his left side, has his sign and stretches. First pitch. Ornelas takes high and inside, one ball, no strikes. Couldn't ask for a much better guy to be up right now than Johnny Ornelas. Fourth best hitter in the league, average-wise, 1-0. A strike across the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Entering into today, hitting .364. Fourth best in all of AA. The best batting average in the Texas Rangers organization right now. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit foul on the ground. Third base side, some friendly fire into the Riders' dugout. Hey, and it popped up, and Justin Slate made a nice barehanded play. One ball, two strikes on the Riders' shortstop. Alford from the stretch. And the 1-2. Check swing and a miss. He struck him out on a pitch down low and inside. Oh, Alford gives up a leadoff double. Comes back, retires the Rough Riders in order, including a couple strikeouts. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top of the third inning. Chris Jarrett will be on the play-by-play when we come back. It's 1-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back on the mound as we're set to start the third inning from Frisco, Texas. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, your broadcast crew all summer. And Leiter, righty-lefty to Riley Unruh. First pitch tattooed in the air to right center field. Strom quickly on the move, tracks it down. That makes a one-handed running catch for the first out.
Chris, one pitch, one out. The 30 pitches so far. First seven outs recorded for Jack Leiter. That's exactly what we wanted to see.
Yeah, he's been really efficient, Zach. 15 in the first, 14 in the second. And as you mentioned, one pitch, one out to turn the lineup card to the top. Righty-righty to Tanner Kerwer. First pitch. Rings it in at 93 for a called strike one. Leiter already with the glove over his face. A nod to Garcia, the 0-1 pitch. Hanging, couldn't come down. Now an even count of a ball and a strike. Back-to-back innings for Arkansas that they come away empty-handed. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left aboard. The 1-1. Same pitch, same result. Still high and inside. Two balls and a strike on the center fielder, Kerwer, that was really aggressive in his first trip to the plate. Three pitches, went down swinging. Facing Leiter again. 2-1 offer. Fastball popped in the air out to right. Strom waiting underneath it. A lot less effort for the right fielder as he hauls it in for the second out. Five pitches and two gone for Leiter here in the top of the third. Riders in front, 1-0. A Frisco win tonight sets up a bit of a showdown tomorrow where the Riders can look to win on Sunday, a Cole Reagan start, and force a split series. Two gone, bases empty for the right fielder, Jack Larson. First pitch. It's a called strike one. Jack Larson, Jack Leiter going at it with two gone. And Larson produced the first hit of two for Arkansas tonight. 0-1. In the air, foul over the Riders' dugout. Heading back towards the concourse. And it's quickly no balls, two strikes. Leiter with good intent. Picked up his third strikeout in the second. He's got at least one in each of his two frames produced already. Nod, the 0-2. Just a little low. Tempting offer for the left-handed hitter, Larson. Didn't like it. And now a ball and two strikes. We mentioned earlier, nine walks for Leiter this season coming into tonight, all against righties. He's had great success limiting pitches to left-handed hitters. The 1-2, blocked in the dirt by Garcia. So back-to-back off-speeds that die in front of the plate for Leiter. As he's got the bases empty in the third. Both Arkansas and Frisco with two hits tonight. Time called for Ben Engstrand to come out and dust the plate. Jake Bruner up the line at third base. And Alex Nash manning first base. Just to the left of Blaine Krim, Riders first baseman. We're back set and a nod from Leiter as he motions home the break-even 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Got him at 98 for the backwards K. And the fourth strikeout of the night for Jack Leiter. A scoreless three innings for the Rangers' top prospect. And he's off the mound in the third. We go to the home half and Frisco in front, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foscue gets the Riders going in the bottom half of the third. And it's 1-0 Riders. First pitch to Foscue's popped high in the air. Down the first baseline. Hoover underneath. Just works his way back in fair grounds as it's into the glove of the first baseman for out number one. One pitch to Foscue and he's retired on the infield pop-up. Base is empty for Dustin Harris. It's Peyton Alford, the left-handed starter for Arkansas, back on the mound. It's his first professional start in the Mariners system. Lefty to Harris. First pitch is flown high in the air, foul territory, back all the way to the concourse. Actually above the concourse, a loud thud atop the suites. 0-1 to Harris, he walked in the first to load the bases. A really good scoring chance for the Riders. The 0-1 started inside and then dropped out of the glove of Anchia. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. But nobody out, bases full. And a guy in Alford that has allowed a 4.91 ERA in four prior appearances. 1-1. Hard hit, right side, just past the diving glove of Frick and into right field. One out base hit for Dustin Harris, his first of the night. And a runner aboard for Ezekiel Duran. Off-speed at 74 that Harris just was able to hold up long enough to pull it foul. And he pokes it into right field. Now a lefty-righty matchup on the second baseman, Duran. Alford set the first pitch. Duran watches it low and inside, but just catch the corner for strike one. Arkansas this week won three of the first four games played, continuing to last night. The 0-1, Harris going for second, swing and a miss for strike two. The throw down, not in time. And Harris able to just get in there safely. Did that ball catch the back of his helmet? He was holding the back of his head. I think he's just in there safe. It popped out of the glove of the shortstop, Unroh. Take another look on stream. Yeah, a little bit off line, and it looked like he got contact on the helmet. So Harris getting attention from his manager, Jared Getter. Ichi Takazawa out there as well. Give him a swipe back, though. He did successfully steal the base. It's an 0-2 count on Ezekiel Duran with a runner at second for him. Another stolen base for Dustin Harris, a 2020 batter last year, as we mentioned earlier tonight. The Rangers' Tom Grieve, Minor League Player of the Year for his efforts in Down East. And Hickory, low A and high affiliates of the Rangers, earned him a spot on the Riders' great camp roster. Takazawa jogging off the field. Getter back to the third base coach's box. And Dustin Harris with the helmet back on, standing at second, all good. The at-bat to Duran will continue. No balls, two strikes. 1-0 Riders in the bottom of the third. Alford coming set at the belt, giving Harris a look once, twice, and now the 0-2. Pulled foul down the third baseline. Just missed the sweets. Count stays 0-2 on Duran. We mentioned earlier tonight, a four-hit night last night. Had an opportunity for a five-hit night in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases empty, two outs. One of those scenarios that you'll dream up. 0-2 from Alford. Ripped in the air out to center field. Shallow enough for Kerber to come in. Still pulling. And finally makes the grab as the wind got a hold of it.
Two outs in the bottom of the third. Harris staying put at second. And here comes Blaine Krim. It was an opportunity for Duran last night to have the first five-hit game since 2013 for Frisco, when Odubel Herrera did it for the Riders. It's almost 10 years ago. First pitch to Krim. Upstairs for ball one. 90 on the fastball from the lefty Alford. He's been pretty solid given the amount of base runners that he's put aboard. A pair of walks and a base hit in the first. Only one run came in. 1-0 pitch to Krim. Slides in for a called strike one. Then in the second inning, a leadoff double from Garcia and a pass ball put him at third with nobody out. Strom, Knight, and Ornelas due up to the plate. And they were all retired in order. Two strikeouts for Alford. One ball, one strike. The lefty kicks but spins back to second. And Harris back easily with no throw. 1-0, Frisco in front in the bottom of the third. Trying to win to keep alive their chances of at least splitting the series. 1-1. High and away. Fastball broke 90 miles an hour. And it's 2-1-1 to Krim. Blaine Krim flying under the radar in terms of Rangers prospects. A guy that's got a pro ball lifetime OPS at 900. 2-1. Down in the dirt and blocked by the catcher Anchia. 3-1 count to him. Krim taken in the 19th round out of Mississippi College. Alford calling for a new one. Alford now coming set at the chest. 3-1 with two outs. A pitch. Called strike two inside. Alford doing a good job of running it inside on Krim from the left side. And it loads the count. RBI chance for Blaine Krim. And an opportunity for Frisco to pad a 1-0 lead. Harris leading at second. Alford's full count pitch. Missing low of the zone for ball four. Two out walk pulled by Krim, and that puts two aboard for Josh Stowers. Third walk allowed by Alford tonight. And approaching his first pro ball start in the Mariners system this season, 11 innings and 9 walks given up out of the Travelers' pen. Arkansas quickly got a number of arms stretching. Nobody throwing in the first inning. But now both bullpens kicking back and enjoying the Saturday night in Frisco, as are we. Two aboard for Stowers. The pitch outside, way outside from Anchia, and both runners easily advance on the wild pitch. That wasn't quite close to the catcher Anchia. And both advance. Garcia advanced on the pass ball in the second. Mark this the wild pitch to put now two in scoring position for Josh Stowers. Returning from last year's Riders team. The 1-0 offer. Upstairs. Fastball on the early release from Alford to Stowers. And a quick grab of the rosin bag. He's called for new baseballs a few times. Rubs his left hand through the hair. Pops the cap for a moment. Shaking off Anchia and now coming set. Two balls, no strikes to the center fielder Stowers. Check swing, a little slow roller to Unroe. He'll throw to first, and it'll be a half tick in time to retire Stowers for out number three. A one-out single from Dustin Harris, two-out walk to Blaine Krim, but no runs across, and Frisco carrying a 1-0 lead into the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The righty starter Jack Leiter back on the bump. Set for the fourth inning of work at Riders Field in Frisco in front of Arkansas 1-0 on a beautiful Saturday night, May 7th, 2022, as we approach 7:30 in the Central Time Zone. Jake Shiner, that is, third baseman standing in. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Leiter less than 40 pitches used. Here is number 40, and it's popped high in the air. Right side of the Riders infield, and Duran coming in with two hands, squeezes for out number one. Quick results on at-bats like that is what got Leiter quickly through the third. 10 pitches, 6 strikes. To see his line enter the fourth at 39 pitches, 25 of them strikes, and now 40 pitches tonight. Bases empty, one gone for Joe Rizzo. Righty-lefty, the first pitch. Opposite way, a fly ball to left center. Stowers beating Harris in the alley, but the left fielder Harris making a moving grab. Two pitches, two outs for Jack Leiter in the fourth. Couple balls that the Travelers batter is getting underneath of. That one catching the wind a bit for Harris out there in left, but he got it. Here's the left fielder, Zach Deloach. Righty-lefty as Leiter fires home the first pitch. That's in for a called strike one. If you hear some cheers, or back in the second, Deloach led the inning off with a couple cheers. This guy's from The Colony, Texas. It's less than 7 miles away from Riders Field. 0-1 bouncing away from Garcia, and the count's even 1-1.
Remember opening weekend, he had that whole cheering section behind Arkansas dugout.
Leiter's 1-1 outside. Now two balls and a strike. We talked to Grant Anderson about an instance that happened while he was on the mound and Deloach was a part of. Back-to-back-to-back solo home runs for the Travs. 2-1. Ground ball right side. Couple hops to Duran. Throw to first, and Crims got it for out number three. 6 pitches for Jack Leiter, and he is clear through the fourth inning. 4 scoreless frames for the righty starter and the Rangers' top prospect, Jack Leiter. Frisco taking a 1-0 lead to the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey,
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadel and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Four scoreless innings for Jack Leiter. He ties a new season high and a new pro high, a career high for the first year top prospect in the Rangers system of four innings tonight. Peyton Alford back on the bump. His first pitch high and outside for ball one. Riders sending 7-8-9 to Garcia, Strom, and Knight to the plate. They lead it 1-0 on Saturday night. Garcia double back in the second to get things going. 1-0. Again, high and outside. Two balls, no strikes to the switch-hitting catcher Garcia. Was taking some ground balls at shortstop the other day. Getting some practice on the slow rollers. 2-0. Tipped foul at the plate. And it catches the mask of Anchia. Now 2-1. And there's a lot of them, one of the nicest guys on this Riders roster that you'll come across. Talked to Garcia and said that when he signed, he was just 16 years old. He played some shortstop back in that day. 2-1 pitch. Wave and a miss for strike two. Said, you think maybe you'll see some time back over there again? He says, oh, no, just for fun, but he's plenty comfortable behind the plate. Alford a long look down. Reaching into his black glove with a break-even pitch. Here it is to Garcia. Tap back to the screen, foul. Remains 2-2.
I think one of the really fun things this year is going to be the maturity of David Garcia throughout this season. Just 22 years old. We've already seen how he's improved in terms of controlling a pitching staff, and that's such an important thing for a catcher. A young guy, a guy who English is his second language. He just keeps on getting better and better. And even through 1 month of the season, we've seen those improvements. As you mentioned, just a wonderful guy to be around.
Yeah. Alford's 2-2. Upstairs and outside at 73, a breaking ball that wouldn't come back down. Count full to the leadoff hitter for the Riders in the fourth inning, David Garcia. Kellen Strom on deck. And a 1-0 Riders lead. Payoff pitch. Outside, he lost him for ball four. Garcia, patient trip to the plate. Two trips for him to the dish tonight, and both times he's put aboard. Fourth walk allowed by Alford. That's, Zach, the third time of the four innings tonight that the Riders have put the leadoff man aboard.
Got to cash in.
Twice on the account of Garcia. Lefty-righty now for Alford to Kellen Strom, the right fielder. First pitch. Upstairs for ball one.
Chris, we saw a season-high 11 left on base last night for the Rough Riders. 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position, and it's just been more of the same here tonight so far offensively.
It has been. Opportunities for Frisco here were the only run that they pushed across was Johnny Ornelas working a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first and a sack fly. They've had plenty of chances. The 1-0 will wait as Garcia a couple quick steps back to the bag, and he's in there.
Chris, through three offensive innings, five left on base, 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position.
1-0 pitch to Strom. Works in for a called strike one. Strom was sitting 3-0 in the second after the leadoff double from Garcia. One of those a pass ball that advanced the catcher 90 feet away. They couldn't bring him in. Alford's 1-1. Popped high in the air. The wind getting a hold of it. Anchia behind home plate, but
maybe a separation of 2 feet. It bounced in the first row. The count now 1-2.
Right to a young fan wearing Riders gear. Brought the glove, made the nice play.
Bring the glove to the ballpark, good things happen. Still waiting on good things happening when we bring the glove to the booth. I want to get the glove up here. 1-2 upstairs, and the count's even. You had one awfully close your way last night.
Yeah, it bounced, hit off the window probably about 2 feet above us, right on line. If I brought the glove, who knows what I had.
You would have been hanging out the window. I'm not grabbing your ankles if you go out this window. 2-2. Upstairs, and it's a full count to Strom.
You're saying you're going to let me fall out the window.
You haven't fallen yet, but all I'm saying is I'm not going after you. This thing, it's a long way down.
You better try to grab
it's
my
just
ankles.
The baseball's out.
Okay.
Lights are on at Riders Field as about 7:45. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The throw to first as Garcia slides back in. He's just in there. And a big lead for the catcher over at first. Strom goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. Here's the third baseman, Nash Knight. Zach, you mentioned it earlier, but an awesome story in Nash Knight, the native of Denton, Texas. Just down the road, really, from Riders Field. Nash will turn 30 before the end of the year. Lefty-righty to him. It's high for ball one. Out of Dallas Baptist, a professional career that started in the Blue Jays system all the way back in 2015. 1-0. Low and inside, and Chia lost it for the moment, but Garcia, not a notable speedster, stays at first. Now 2-0. I was in college at Central Michigan and worked for the Lansing Lugnuts with Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Nash Knight, one of the first guys that I met there, and saw that he was on this team about 4 years later, I was excited. 2-0 pitch. That's in there. Breaking ball at 75 for a called strike one. Had to go up and meet him. I said, Nash, do you remember me? We had an interview in a dugout in Dayton, Ohio. He said, yep. I sure do. Every day. How you doing? 2-1, low and in the dirt, blocked. It's now 3 balls and a strike. I remember in that interview, just a kid from Texas. He had a little twang in his voice. A little slight drawl. And had a run in AAA this last year and then released after a 2021 season with Buffalo. 3-1 pitch to him. In the air, over the net, and a foul ball. Loads the count, 3-2. Boy, Souvenir City tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Plenty of fans out there to get souvenirs.
Another glove.
Hey, there it is. And since that time you last interviewed Nash, he's a father now.
He is. Life has moved fast for the both of us. 3-2 pitch. In the air to shallow center, and it's towards Kerwer. He'll come in a bit and make a running grab for out number two. Garcia staying at first. Top of the order coming up in Johnny Ornelas. Yeah, it's, I think, the coolest part, and you hear this from the most part, it's just having avenues that you depart and then you meet up again down the line. It's a big network, and it's really fun.
Baseball's a small world.
You meeting Kellen Strom's dad yesterday.
Yeah.
Had ties in high school. It's crazy. First pitch to Ornelas opposite way, a dribbler into right field, base hit. Garcia holds up at second. And Ornelas with his first hit of the night. Jumps on the first pitch from Peyton Alford. And there's two aboard now for Justin Foscue.
I just put a button on that. Kurt Strom, Kellen's dad, was my 7th grade Little League coach.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Infield coming in. And Colin Cowgill, the former big leaguer, out of the Trav's dugout. Clap of the hands, and he'll take the ball from the lefty starter, Peyton Alford, who departs here in the bottom of the fourth. Couldn't get the final out of the frame. Gave up a walk and a base hit. And Arkansas making their first turn to the bullpen tonight. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco looking to pad their 1-0 lead when we come back.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Devin Sweet out on the mound. Night comes to a close for the lefty starter for Arkansas, Peyton Alford, but don't close the book on him quite yet. He departs with two aboard and two out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you at Riders Field. Here's Justin Foscue. First pitch to him. Finds a zone for a called strike one. This is Devin Sweet that makes his second appearance of the series. Got the win last time out. Also a blown save in the same ball game. Oh, one comes home. Outside. Now a ball and a strike. That was a tough one for the Riders where they were able to come back and tie that ball game up going into the ninth inning. 1-1 pitch. Gets away from Anchia, both runners advance. Garcia down to third and a slow cruise for Ornelas to second. Now a big RBI spot for Justin Foscue with the speed of Ornelas at second. A base hit could just... This might bring in two. Man, that just got away from Anchia, Zach.
That's a second pass ball. It's just right off the tip of his glove. He's just trying to grab it, pull it back onto the outside corner to frame it, but he started moving the glove before the ball was secure.
A quick 2-1 to Foscue as Sweet kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. First strike two. Sweet back on May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
And with you.
It was Star Wars night. Inning in two-thirds. He came in the eighth. Gave up a Johnny Ornelas. Solo fly. It tied it. 2-2. Pulled down the third baseline and just foul. That close. Yeah, and Sweet went on to get the win. Michael Streifler came in for Arkansas and picked up save number five. Two strikeouts in the ninth for him.
That ball off Foscue's bat, not fouled by more than 6 inches.
No. Two balls, two strikes as Sweet in from the pen. Kicks and throws. Inside it, almost hit Foscue. The count's full, three balls, two strikes. Foscue not with the team on opening night. Joined them, though, not much longer after. Needed a few weeks in extended spring training. Just some back soreness. 3-2. Fastball inside. He just lost them at 92 miles an hour. Bases now loaded for Dustin Harris.
Two more trips on base here in this game for Foscue. He came in a 10-game on-base streak with an almost 500 on-base percentage during that stretch. It just continues.
He's really gotten into a groove. One homer for him this year, and it was a grand slam
in his first week back at Riders Field. Ended 2021 a Rider.
He also has seven doubles this year.
302 average for him. And a 915 OPS. It's time for Dustin Harris, though, with the bases loaded and two gone. Mentioned the woes for Frisco last night. The runners in scoring position. Big spot for Dustin. Righty-lefty the first pitch. Just missed the outside edge for ball one. Harris tonight has been doing just fine getting aboard. A walk in the first and a base hit in the third. Has yet to come in to score. Sweet kicks the 1-0. Outside, 80 miles an hour. Make it two balls, no strikes. Riders bullpen kicking back down the left field line and enjoying tonight's game. It'll be Jack Leiter in the fifth. Sweet's 2-0 pitch. Fastball in there for strike one. 92 that Harris sees one, and now he's good from the left side. Bases loaded for him in a 1-0 ball game. Riders doubling Arkansas in the hit department. Four hits to the Travelers, two. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss as Harris wasn't quite sure on it. Went all the way around for strike two, and now the count's even. Sweet walked the first batter faced in Justin Foskey, who's at first. Ornelas at second. And Garcia, who led the inning off with a walk, at third. Two balls, two strikes. Sweet comes home. Pulled down the first baseline, a bouncing stop from Hoover. He'll throw to Sweet and a leaping catch to tap the bag. And the final out in the bottom of the fourth. Another huge run-scoring chance. Passing Frisco by, and they strand him full. 1-0 Riders. We go to the fifth. And out comes Jack Leiter on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Start of the fifth inning, and Frisco in front of Arkansas, 1-0. Let's get you back quickly to Zach Bigley for the play-by-play, Zach.
All right, thanks, Chris. For the first time in his professional career, Jack Leiter pitching in the fifth inning as a Rough Rider. Here's the windback, first pitch to Patrick Frick. Slash foul out of play, right side, up into the Sweet level, and it's 0-1. Patrick Frick, Jake Anchia, Connor Hoover, the first three due up. It's 6-7-8 in the Arkansas order. As Chris mentioned, it's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it here in the fifth. Offering in, fastball dots the outside corner. Quickly 0-2. Leiter ultra efficient tonight. The best version of Jack Leiter we've seen so far at the professional ranks. 45 pitches through four innings, 0-2. Low and away, missed with a heater, and it's one ball and two strikes. 45 pitches, 29 strikes. He has been filling it up, 4 Ks through his four innings so far. Looks over the top of his glove, back into his wine, and the 1-2 pitch. Curveball hit in the air to right field, right at Kellen Strom, who trots in a couple steps, makes the grab. And there's one away.
And Zach, it was 10 pitches, 6 strikes in the third, 6 pitches, 4 strikes in the fourth inning. He's worked really fast. We've seen 98 out of his hand tonight. It's looked really, really good.
You can look at the 4 strikeouts, Chris, and say it's only 4 strikeouts. We've seen better from Jack Leiter this year in the strikeout department. Here's the wind back and the offering to Renchia. Fastball, just low and away, 1 ball, no strikes. But there's no doubt this is the best version we've seen of Leiter.
I think so. And he's allowed his defense to make some plays, but it's been hits that Arkansas has been underneath. A couple weak hit fly balls to the outfield.
1-0. Curveball slipped out of his hand, missed high and inside. 2-0.
And the long at-bats were a big issue for him, but we haven't seen anything over 5 pitches tonight.
He peels the 2-0. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. 2-1. Big rip and a miss from Manchia, who struck out looking back in the second. Leiter's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another elevated fastball. 95 on the gun. We've seen him at 98 a couple times tonight with the heater. Manchia calls time, steps out. 2-2 with one out, bases clear. 1-0 Rough Riders in the fifth. Leiter winds back. The 2-2. Low and outside. Another fastball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. That time 97 miles an hour. Squares his shoulders to the third base dugout. Glove over the cap. 3-2. Swinging a foul. Caught a big chunk of home plate umpire Ben Engstrand. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Leiter has retired now a long stretch. 10 in a row. He winds back in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Upstairs with the fastball. Got Anchia to cut through it. 5 strikeouts for Jack Leiter, 2 away. Climb the ladder with the high heat. Right at the top of the zone. Jack Leiter, 5 Ks, 2 outs here in the 5th. He is locked in tonight. Elite level stuff from the number 17 prospect in baseball. He winds in the pitch to Hoover. A fly ball into shallow left field. Harris charging on, still running, still going, and a sliding catch! Oh, what a play by Nash Knight! The third baseman going back, sliding an over-the-shoulder grab. What a play! Jack Leiter is through 5 innings on a spectacular sliding play over-the-shoulder grab from Nash Knight. And he points towards Jack Leiter. Oh, what a grab. Home half of the 5th. On its way, Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the 5th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Devin Sweet back on the mound for Arkansas. Home half of the 5th inning. Rough Riders with a 1-0 advantage. Ezekiel Duran leads things off. Right-handed batter against the right-handed thrower. Wind back in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him first offering. Way out in front. It's 0-1. How about Jack Leiter? 57 pitches through 5 shutout innings with 5 Ks. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch off the outside corner. 0-2. Leiter has just surrendered 2 hits. He's retired 12 in a row. And he has been electric tonight. 0-2. Down low. Missed with a change. One ball, two strikes. This is something we expected to see at some point. He's kind of flirted with a high pitch count over his last few starts. And now he is at the top of his game. 1-2. High fly ball hit to left field. Way back there. That ball is gone. Way over the in-touch home run terrace. Ezekiel Duran touches off his third home run of the year. 414 feet. 2-0 Rough Riders. Duran knew it off the bat on a 1-2 pitch. He sent it way over the in-touch home run terrace, 101 miles an hour off the bat. Blaine Krim bats now, first offering. He swings, breaks his bat, grounds it out to short. Unroe charges, picks, throws on the run, and gets him. And there's one away. Krim didn't even know where the ball went. He shattered his bat with a barrel flying behind home. He looked back towards where the barrel of the bat went behind him and then tried to run onto first, but it was an easy play for Munro. Well, Rough Riders now lead 2-0. Solo home run for Ezekiel Duran. Josh Stover is the batter now. Offering it. That one misses low. One ball, no strikes. Sweet giving up the solo home run to start the fifth. 1-0 pitch. A bunt out in front of home. It deadens right in front. And Chia, the catcher, bare hands, throws him out at first. And there's two outs. That ball would have just kept rolling a little bit and not deadened right down on the dirt in front of home plate. Would have been a closer play, but Stowers easily retired on the bunt. 2-3. David Garcia bats now. Open stance. Wind back, pitch home. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. David Garcia reached twice tonight. A double and a walk. The offering in. Bounces in there, and it's two balls and no strikes. Good to see Duran picking up his third home run of the season as he continues to knock out extra base hits. Now 15 extra base hits this year. Sweet looks in. He has his sign, winds and deals. High off the outside corner. Three balls, no strikes on Garcia. Duran with 12 doubles, three home runs. Sweet winds and fires in the 3-0. Fastball catches the outside corner, belt high for a strike, 3-1. Garcia's first at bat of the night from the left side. The switch hitter doubled and walked from the right side. Sweet back into his wind, and he steps off. Time called. Pitch clock violation. That's ball four. So Sweet started back into his windup and forgot that he can't stop his windup like a normal game because of the pitch clock. It's a violation, and it's ball four. So David Garcia makes his way down to first with his second walk today. He's reached all three times. And Kellen Strom, who is 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts, makes his way in from the right side. 2-0 Frisco, home half of the fifth inning, two outs. First pitch. Chopper, third base side. Shiner comes up, picks, slings it on the run over to first, and he retires Strom for the final out of the fifth inning. Rough Riders get a run, though, on one hit. No errors, one runner left on base. Solo home run from Ezekiel Duran to make it 2-0 Frisco as we go to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to the hill. 57 pitches, 37 for strikes through five shutout innings with five strikeouts, no walks. He's only surrendered two hits, and the Rough Riders lead 2-0. Top half of the sixth here in Riders Field. Alongside Chris Jaron, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on this beautiful Saturday night in Frisco, Texas. Riley Unroe starts it off. Left-handed batter. Here's the windback and Leiter's pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Unroe, a line out to right field. His first time up on the first pitch from Leiter. The right-hander back into his windup and the pitch home. Outside to the switch hitter. And it's 1-1. Unroe is a guy who's been around for a long, long time. Originally a draft pick back in 2013 by the Tampa Bay Rays, foregoing his USC commitment. 1-1. He swings, flies it out of play left side. 1-2. Played in the Tampa Bay organization for a long, long time. Before he was Rule 5'd away in 2018 from Tampa Bay to the Angels. Leiter the 1-2. Soft tapper, back out in front of home. Leiter picks, sets his feet, throws low to first. Krim picks it out. Nice play from Blaine Krim on a tough, soft throw from Jack Leiter. Krim lowered his feet, or lowered his body, I should say, picked it out of the dirt. And Jack Leiter has another out in a row. 13 consecutive retired by the Rough Riders starter. Tanner Kerwer bats now. 2-0 Rough Riders. Top of the order, third time through. Leiter issues home. Pop foul, right side. 0-1. Well, Unroe was then Rule 5 once again the next year in 2019, taken by Atlanta in the minor league Rule 5 draft. Here's the 0-1. Strike on the outside edge, 0-2. And then after spending 19 and 20 and 21 with Atlanta, signed it as a free agent by the Mariners. That's why he's here with Arkansas. One back from Leiter in the 0-2. Low. And it's 1-2. 97 on the fastball from Leiter. Jack continues to work with ultra efficiency. Here comes his 65th pitch of the outing here in the sixth. Hard ground ball to short. Nice pick by Arnelis up by his face. He sets his feet, throws onto first, and just gets in. Two outs here in the sixth. Leiter continues to pitch to contact. 14 in a row retired, and Jack Larson makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders best is 15 in a row retired by Seth Nordlund. Rough Riders reliever, so Jack trying to tie that. Leiter against Larson, the lefty. First pitch. Curveball sits outside. 1-0. Larson doubled in the first inning, one of just two hits allowed by Leiter. Double in the first, and then a Zach Deloach single in the second. That's it. 1-0. Curveball again on the inside corner this time for a called strike. Slowing it down at 76 miles an hour. 1-1. Slightly open stance from Larson. Rests the bat against his left shoulder. Leiter's 1-1. Chopper, easy play to the second baseman, Duran. He vacuums it up, throws onto first. Jack Leiter. Six strong innings. He's retired the last 15 he's seen. He struck out five, and the Rough Riders lead 2-0 as we go to the home half of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network. Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th.
Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man on the mound for the Arkansas Travelers as Robert Winslow takes over. Third man out of the mound today for Arkansas. Winslow replaces Devin Sweet, who in turn replaced Peyton Alford, going 3 2/3 innings in his start. Rough Riders lead 2-0, bottom half of the sixth inning, in front of a wonderful crowd tonight of 7,028 here at Riders Field, second largest crowd of the season, only eclipsed by the first Jack Leiter start on the first Saturday of the season. Robert Winslow faces Nash Knight to start things off in the sixth. Winslow, the 24-year-old, out of the Masters University, just brought up from High A Everett, making his Double A season debut. From the stretch, the right-hander delivers outside. One ball, no strikes. It's also his Double A debut in general. He has pitched one game in Triple A. That was last year in 2021. He went four shutout innings out of the bullpen. 1-0. High off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes to Nash Knight, who was the star of that top half of the fifth inning, making a beautiful sliding catch going back into the outfield from his third base position. 2-0. High off the outside corner, three balls, no strikes. Knight, 0-for-2 today. And the switch hitter batting from the left side for the first time tonight. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. The right-hander Winslow, 6'5", 215 pounds, he sets. The offering in. Fits on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 3-1. Winslow brought up here to Double-A despite really struggling in High A Everett, allowing 12 runs over his eight innings. A 13.50 ERA. The offering, fastball, strike, outside corner, 3-2. He did strike out 11, though, over those eight frames, but walked seven. He sets and delivers home the payoff. Fouled away, left side. Still three balls, two strikes. It's a Rough Riders team tonight that has left nine on the base paths, leading 2-0, despite 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Trying to manufacture some offense here in the sixth. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Knight chased a high fastball and strikes out. First strikeout for Winslow, and there's one away. Winslow replacing Devin Sweet, who went an inning and a third in relief of Peyton Alford, allowing a run on a hit, a solo home run from Ezekiel Duran. Didn't strike out a batter and walked two. Top of the lineup for the Rough Riders, Johnny Ornelas stands in, fourth time through. First pitch. Ornelas takes one high and inside, one ball, no strikes. A 1-for-2 day so far for the Riders' shortstop. A single, a walk, and a run scored. Rests the bat against his right shoulder. The right-hander from the stretch, the 1-0. Way outside. Two balls, no strikes. There's just a different buzz around this place when Jack Leiter is pitching. Here's the stretch. 2-0 toss. A line drive into left field. Deloach coming on. He's right there, makes the catch. Ornelas hit it hard, but right at Zach Deloach, the left fielder, and he puts it away for the second out of the sixth. Justin Foscue, the batter now. Foscue, a 1-for-2 day with a walk. From the stretch, offering it off the outside corner and misses. One ball and no strikes. Righty against righty. 2-0 Riders. Two outs, bases clear. The pitch. Pop foul. Out of play, right side. One ball, one strike. Rough Riders with two runs, five hits, no errors. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Travs. From the stretch, the offering in. Inside. Two balls, one strike. Foscue, an open stance from the right side. Here's the stretch from Winslow. He kicks and delivers. Fouled straight back. Two balls, two strikes now on the Riders DH tonight. Normally a second baseman. Open stance. 2-2. Grounded right side, right at the second or first baseman, Connor Hoover. He scoops it up, takes it to the bag, and there's the final out of the sixth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders retired quietly in the sixth inning to the top of the seventh, where Jack Leiter will not come out, looks like, for his next inning of work. We'll update you on if that's the case or not when we come back. Riders leading 2-0 to the top of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New Riders pitcher on the mound is Grant Anderson. We're back to start the top of the seventh. From Frisco, Texas, Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley. Here's the numbers on Anderson, making his eighth appearance on the season. 15 strikeouts for him and 13 and a third innings of work. The night comes to a close for Jack Leiter, and what a night it was. Righty-righty matchup for Anderson against the third baseman, Jake Shiner. He's 0 for 2 tonight. The first pitch, outside, missing for ball one. The cool story on Anderson was he was drafted by the Mariners, 2018 out of McNeese State. 1-0 pitch. Catching the outer edge, and it evens up the count at a ball and a strike. We saw it when Arkansas came to town on opening weekend, and we've seen it this week. Old teammates, 1-1. Chopper that deflects off Shiner. The count works to 1-2 as it skipped off the plate and then off the inner leg of the Travelers' third baseman. Already one appearance for Anderson this week. It was back on May 3rd. The opening night, two innings for him of work, two walks, but no hits, no runs, and a strikeout. 1-2. Left it outside. Good tempting pitch to Shiner. Count is even, two balls, two strikes. Riders making their first move to the pen after six scoreless from Jack Leiter. Top of the seventh, Riders 2-0 lead. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Shiner done on strikes for the second time tonight. And Anderson able to cut down his first batter faced in the seventh. Joe Rizzo coming to the plate now, the designated hitter digging in from the left side. With two innings from Anderson on Tuesday night, it extends his scoreless streak. First pitch to Rizzo, misses outside, ball one. Anderson took the mound on April 8th, opening night. First is 1-0. Missing down and in. Now two balls, no strikes. Just a third of an inning recorded, two walks. He was removed. Then made an appearance against Arkansas the following night. He recorded an inning. It was the final out of the eighth and two in the ninth. But boy, was it scary. 2-0. Called strike one. An 8-4 ball game. Arkansas hit back-to-back-to-back solo home runs to make it a one-run ball game in the ninth. 2-1 pitch. Hard hit out to left field, tailing away from Harris, deep down the line, and it drops fair and off the wall. Rizzo takes a turn at first and heads for second. Throw back in is cut off, and a one-out double from the designated hitter, Joe Rizzo. Zach DeLoach due up next. Since that outing for Anderson on April 9th, it's now been 12 innings for him that he has not allowed an earned run. He's allowed one run. It was unearned back on April 23rd against Northwest Arkansas. But it's been great stuff from Anderson. First pitch, DeLoach lets it miss outside, ball one. Anderson played his college ball here in Texas at McNeese State, a native of Port Arthur down in South Texas. His 1-0 pitch, thought about from DeLoach, but he held up. Two balls, no strikes, as the Travelers have been held off the scoreboard for the entire game so far. Two hits for him. They both came in the first two innings, but Leiter breezed through the third through the sixth. 2-0. Swing and a miss for strike one. After the base hit from DeLoach, 15 in a row sat down by Leiter. It's incredible. Runner at second to 2-1. Tipped and foul at the plate as it got a piece of Garcia. He's now two hands on the dirt and now sitting back up on his knees. Ben Engstrand will walk one back out to Anderson as Garcia got a nasty piece of that foul ball. It's now 2-2.
It was a couple nights ago when it seemed like he got beat up over and over and over again. Took like three foul balls off of him. And
one right to the groin, too.
Yeah, that's not fun. Saw him the next day. He said, "You doing all right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm young."
That mindset runs out, unfortunately.
Yes, it does.
Little wave action at Riders Field. Humidity back. We'll be saying that this summer a good amount.
I know you're excited for that.
Yeah, thrilled. A dry heat yesterday that felt pretty good with the breeze every once in a while. Batting practice felt great up in the 90s. Anderson back set and ready for the 2-2 pitch. Just left it outside a little low. Count to DeLoach's full, three balls, two strikes. Before the Rizzo double in the seventh, Deloach represented the last base runner for Arkansas, going all the way back to the second inning. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Now a pair of strikeouts for Anderson out of the Riders' pen. There's two gone in the seventh. Same pitch he got Shiner on. Just over 80 miles an hour for Anderson over the middle of the plate. Here's Patrick Frick. First pitch. Down the heart of the zone for a called strike one. 93 from Anderson. Up against his old farm system tonight. The 0-1. Thought about, but Engstrand says all the way for strike two taken. Anderson with the stirrups to the knees. He comes set from the right side. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Or was it a pitch clock violation first? Or a balk as Rizzo heads to third. Oh, before the strikeout, a balk from Grant Anderson advances Rizzo 90 feet away.
He didn't come set.
And the inning will continue. Anderson again, set. And the 0-2 outside at 84 for ball one. Two to nothing, Riders, in the top of the seventh inning. Anderson, the 1-2. Poked in the air down the first baseline and towards the fans. It'll be out of the field of play, and the count stays 1-2. Travelers in their camos tonight. The gray pants. Frisco in the clean cream unis. They're at home. 1-2. Tip foul at the plate. Patrick Frick just staying alive. And the count stays 1-2. Just over a 600 OPS for the Travelers second baseman. On a 241 average, he's 0-2 tonight. Has lifted a ball to right field in both of his trips to the plate. 1-2. Outside. Frick working the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Five-pitch at-bat to Shiner. Four-pitch AB to Rizzo. He's at third. Six to Deloach. And now number seven to Patrick Frick. Thought about. Engstrand says, ring him up for strike three. Despite the one-out double, Grant Anderson hangs on to K the side in the top half. And we've arrived at the stretch at Riders Field. A 2-0 Frisco lead to the bottom of the seventh we go on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
There's some youngsters in the house enjoying themselves some Riders baseball. We're back to start the home half of the seventh after the stretch on the Riders Baseball Network, and enter David Ellingson, the righty reliever for Arkansas, out of the pen. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, your broadcasters tonight, back with you. Big thanks to you tuning in. Jack Leiter went six innings tonight, five strikeouts, no walks, two hits, and a scoreless six-inning start. Setting a new career high in innings tallied up in a start for him this season. Just a quick outing for Robert Winslow to turn things over to the righty David Ellingson. Last contest for him came two nights ago. He'll face 3-4-5 for the Riders in the seventh. First pitch, Dustin Harris lets it go outside for ball one. Lefty starter for Arkansas, Peyton Alford, went 3 2/3. Devin Sweet, an inning and a third behind him. The 1-0. Outside, Harris, a sharp eye to have the count work to 2-0. Sweet came out for the fifth and gave up the solo homer to Duran, 2-0. It scooted Dustin back, but came back in and nipped the inner edge for strike one. That was the only hit allowed by Sweet. Went over 400 feet over the left field wall for Duran. Absolute pole shot, 2-1. Inside, Harris now sitting three balls and a strike. Four prior at-bats tonight for the young left fielder. A walk in the first, base hit in the third, and a ground out in the fourth. Ellingson facing his first batter tonight in Harris. The 3-1 pitch inside, pops out of the glove of Anchia. Ball four. The second walk drawn by Harris to lead off the seventh. Fifth time tonight for Frisco to lead the inning off with putting their leadoff man aboard in some capacity. It's the third time they've done it on a walk. Righty-righty to Ezekiel Duran. Ellingson pitches home. Fastball at 92 inside, catching the zone for strike one. David Garcia doubled in the second. And Duran with a solo homer in the fifth. The leadoff at bat, 0-1. 77, it nips the outer edge for a taken strike two. Ellingson now coming set. Harris at second base. Kicks the 0-2. Fouled on a hot ground ball. Back to the fans in the first row. Got a little flinch out of him, and it stays 0-2. Playoff time in Dallas with the Mavericks and the Stars going at it. 0-2 to Duran. Upstairs, taken for ball one, or should say missed for ball one. Stars hosting the Calgary Flames tonight in the NHL playoffs, and then Dallas with a huge win over Phoenix. The favorites in the West last night. 1-2, Harris going for second. Duran pulls it out to left field. Deloach now retreating, gets over his head and off the wall. Harris on a quick sprint to third. Getter giving him the wave around. Throw to the plate. Is not in time. RBI double from Ezekiel Duran. His 12th of the season. Listen to this crowd. 3-0 Riders. Six total bases tonight for Duran. Still nobody out in the seventh. Here's Blaine Krim. Righty-righty from Ellingson. His first pitch. Krim blasts it out to left field. Way out of here and gone. Fourth homer of the season for Blaine Krim. 101 off the bat. 401 feet. Two swings of the bat for Frisco. And it's 5-0 Riders in the seventh. Just like that. Here's Josh Stowers. It breaks in for a called strike one. Stowers tried a bunt in the fifth inning. Was thrown out at first, the 0-1. In there quickly, 0-2, as Ellingson has allowed the Riders to put three up in the seventh already, and still nobody out. 1-1. Should say 0-2, and did Stowers go? He did for strike three. Alex Nash, the first base umpire, rings him up. And Ellingson with his first strikeout of the night, his first out in the seventh. David Garcia's next. An offensive group that coming into the season on paper showed so much firepower and showed it early on. This series, though, some struggles with runners in scoring position, and so many times just needing one swing offensively. There's the first pitch to Garcia, missing. Ellingson now coming set at the chest, the 1-0. Wave and a miss at 91 for strike one to Garcia. Great night tonight for the Riders catcher. A double in the second and back-to-back walks in the fourth and fifth. Has yet to be retired. The 1-1. Pulled on the ground and pinballed into the Arkansas dugout. It's now 1-2. Harris led the seventh off with a walk. Duran with a two-run double, or I should say one-run double. And his 13th of the season. The 1-1. Upstairs. That was 1-2, beg your pardon. It's now an even count to Garcia. Two balls, two strikes. One out in the bottom of the seventh. The Riders on two swings have scored three runs. 2-1. Way outside. Garcia tempted a little bit but held up. Count now full. Three balls, two strikes. RBI double from Duran and a solo homer on the next pitch to Blaine Krim. As we wait for the pitch clock to get on a new count. Ellingson, a long look down. Already walked a batter in the inning. Set at the chest. The 3-2. Down the third baseline and fouled away. Still a full count to Garcia. Kellen Strom on deck. He will have an at-bat in the seventh. Frisco from here heading to Tulsa next week. Their third road series of the season. 3-2. Hot ground ball to the first baseline, and Hoover's there for it. He'll jog to first, and a three unassisted for out number two. Garcia retired for the first time tonight. Riders still sitting in first place in the South in the Texas League. We mentioned with Amarillo falling in their last two. First pitch to Srom, swing and a miss, strike one. It's not allowed this week to do that much damage to the Riders in the standings in the South Division. Frisco has fallen in five of their last 10. The 0-1 outside. Now a ball and a strike. Frisco went on a bit of a stretch in the win column. They won three in a row in Midland. Next pitch in for a called strike one. Riders with their third win in Midland in a row move them to 13-7. 13-6, rather. 1-2, a ground ball left side. Over towards Unroe. He'll settle and throw to first and beat Strom by a pace for out number three. Not before Frisco tags three in the home column of the seventh inning, and they stretch their lead in the home half. 5-0 Frisco. We go to the eighth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride! After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson back on the mound to start the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley after Frisco giving Anderson three runs of support. First pitch to Anchia's flown high in the air down the left field line. That one is off the top of the wall and alive in play. Anchia heading to second and pulls in with a leadoff double. He jumps on the first pitch from Anderson. Third extra base hit of the night for Arkansas. In action in the eighth. Three runs in for the Riders. And again, it gives Anderson a little bit more room to work with in the eighth inning. A spot that we spoke to him about in his first appearance, should say second appearance of the season against Arkansas. First pitch to Connor Hoover's tagged out to center field. Stowers on the move to his left, makes the catch in the alley, and there's the first out. A couple of hard hit baseballs by Anchia and Hoover. Riley Unroe's next. One gone in the eighth and a 5-0 Riders ball game. Ezekiel Duran's gone deep tonight, and Blaine Krim in the seventh with a two-run shot. Righty-lefty matchup as Anderson sets. Jack Sanchi at second, the pitch. Outside missing for ball one. Riley Unroe was ejected a few nights ago from a ball game. With Jake Bruner up the first baseline, punched him out on a tight play. Unroe took his helmet off and spiked it into the dirt. 1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes from Anderson. And Jake Bruner gave him the rest of the night off. Unruh waving the bat, the 2-0 pitch. Middle. Fastball at 92 for a called strike one. Unruh tonight, first pitch pop out to right field in the third. And then turned one over to lead off the sixth, back to the mound in the final inning for Jack Leiter. 2-1 pitch. Popped high in the air and lifted towards Harrison left. He tracks underneath it and makes a catch. Good work for Anderson after the leadoff double. Hoover and Unroe retired on a pair of fly balls, and there's two gone. Top of the order now for the Travelers, and it's the center fielder Tanner Kerwer. 0-for-3 night and a strikeout for the center fielder. Righty-righty matchup for Anderson. Kicks and throws. Outside, missing for ball one. Leiter finished his night, retiring his last 15 batters faced. And it continued in the sixth. Three batters up, three groundouts to his infield defense behind him. The 1-0 pitch. Drops in at 79 for a strike. It's an even count of a ball and a strike. I feel like there's been some starts this year for Leiter where there's always been an instance that is a tough break for him to deal with. We've mentioned this a few times. Tonight, that almost happened. The 1-1. Wave and a miss from Kerwer for strike two. Talking about the Nash Knight bloop fly ball that took him out to shallow left. What a grab to end that inning. And could have been something, but it got him through five. First pitch pop out to Connor Hoover. Sliding away from the diamond. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Leadoff double stranded for Grant Anderson as he picks up his fourth strikeout. And he's got the Riders through eight innings. And two innings out of the pen for the righty reliever. 5-0 ball game. We go to the bottom half on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Haber, the right-handed reliever in for Arkansas, getting loose as we come back for the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, and Frisco in front tonight. 5-0 our score. Haber tonight making his second appearance of the season, of the series. Recently threw back on May 5th. Two outs recorded, gave up two runs on two hits, a walk and a strikeout. He's set to face Nash Knight in the bottom of the Riders' order. First pitch, and Knight bloops it foul back to the net. No balls and a strike. We mentioned the play that Nash made sliding to secure the final out of the fifth for Leiter earlier tonight. He's 0 for 3 with a strikeout at the plate. 0-1. Lifted in the air out to shallow left field. Shiner deep down the left field line and makes a catch. One gone for Haber out of the pen. Top of the order due up now with Johnny Ornelas. Rangers are not meant to play this series against the Yankees. They've been rained out the last two nights. They were supposed to have Monday off, but a doubleheader on Sunday. And now a Monday noon game against New York. First pitch in for a called strike one on Ornelas. And they'll be back home at Globe Life against the Royals. 0-1. Ornelas goes around for strike two. Good stuff from Haber out of the pen. Four pitches, all strikes for the righty relievers so far. Royals, Red Sox, Angels, a nine-game homestand for the Rangers at home coming up starting on Tuesday at 7:05. 0-2 outside. Now a ball and two strikes. Long set at the belt for Haber. Now the 1-2. Ground ball left side. Ornelas on a foot race as it's fair deep in the corner. Throw to first is away from Hoover. And Ornelas will head to second. One gone in the bottom of the eighth, and Frisco threatening to do more. A long throw for Shiner. Went down the top steps of the Travelers dugout. That allows Ornelas to head to second base. One gone for Justin Foscue and a runner at second base. Just the first error we've seen tonight. Righty to Foscue. In there. 92 taken for strike one. They'll go E5 on Shiner as Ornelas takes second. Foscue a base hit in the first and a walk in the fourth. Haber set the 0-1. Lifted up over the net and back towards us. Just missed the up top deck. And it's 0-2. Grant Anderson's been strong. The only arm used by Frisco out of the pen tonight. Jack Leiter gave him six. A new career high. Haber, the 0-2, and time called at the plate by Engstrand before the pitch home. And so we'll do the 0-2 over again. Lucas Jacobson warming down in the Riders' pen. And so expecting to see the lefty come out for the ninth. When we get there, though, Frisco with an RBI spot for Justin Foscue in the bottom of the eighth. 5-0 Riders. Looking for their second win of the week. Righty. Haber's 0-2 outside. 92 miles an hour. Now one ball and two strikes. Arkansas has featured a new pitcher since the fifth inning. Devin Sweet came in for the last out of the fourth. 1-2. Hard ground ball left side. Shiner's got it. He'll set now on the throw to first. Is online to Hoover. There's two gone. Ornella staying at second. Dustin Harris striding to the dish. Devin Sweet gave him the fifth inning. Robert Winslow the sixth. David Ellingson allowing three runs on two extra base hits for the Riders in the seventh. Now the righty Jake Haber in the eighth. Righty-lefty matchup to Harris. The left fielder ready from the left side. First pitch. Missing down and in on the breaking ball. 1-0. Pair of walks drawn tonight for Dustin. He began the seventh with a leadoff walk on five pitches from Ellingson. Next at bat, the right-hander had Duran sitting 0-2, then 1-2, and then a double off the wall. 1-0. Upstairs. Make it two balls, no strikes to Harris. Batting average that's ducked beneath 300, but 279. 755 OPS for Harris. 2-0 pitch. Tap back to the screen on a foul ball. And a heavy cut from the left fielder. It's now 2-1. Two gone in the bottom of the eighth. And Ornelas at second base. This inning should be over by now. The Riders threatening to tag an unearned run in the bottom of the eighth inning. They lead 5-0. Haber set, the 2-1. Taken for strike two at 93, low and in. Count is even. We'll close this series tomorrow. A Cole Reagan start. If this score holds, the Riders an opportunity to split a series against Arkansas. 2-2. Harris swings for strike three, and that'll do it. A strikeout for Jake Haber out of the bullpen, and despite the infield error, it doesn't come back to bite him. And no runs on no hits for the Riders. An error and a runner left aboard. 5-0, we go to the ninth. Frisco looking to close it out with Lucas Jacobson, that is, next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lucas Jacobson, the left-hander on the mound. And for the ninth, we'll send it to Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Let's finish this baby off. Rough Riders a 5-0 lead, and Lucas Jacobson is out on the mound, who has been flat-out brilliant for Frisco this year. Jacobson, a 1.04 ERA on the year for Frisco. The 26-year-old stands 6'5", 190 pounds. The left-hander making his ninth appearance on the year, an 0-1 record in that almost one ERA. Nine strikeouts in his 7 2/3 innings. He faces Jack Larson, first pitch. Breaking ball misses low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Larson, Shiner, Rizzo, 2-3-4 for the Travs. 5-0 Rough Riders. Lefty-lefty to start things. Jacobson ready as he deals. Swing and a miss. Good off speed off the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Not a save opportunity for Lou. A 5-run advantage for the Rough Riders. From the stretch, the 1-1. A fly ball hit well down the left field line, but this one twists foul. 1-2. Rough Riders going for their first shutout as a pitching staff this season. And you couldn't have asked for a much better pitching performance all the way around. Frisco started things off with the best start on the year from Jack Leiter. 6 shutout innings, 5 strikeouts, only 2 base runners allowed. 1-2, down low and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Just 2 hits, 1 in the first, 1 in the second. Then he retired the last 15 batters he saw. And finished with just 68 pitches over his 6 innings. From the stretch, the left-hander with the 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Then Grant Anderson came out of the pen. He allowed just 2 hits over his 2 innings. Shutout baseball as well, of course. 4 strikeouts, no walks. And now it's Lou Jacobson. Glove of the chest, 2-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. 96-mile-an-hour fastball grabs some bench. First strikeout from Jacobson, one away. 10th strikeout for Riders pitching tonight. Jacobson will come at you with a 96-97-mile-an-hour heater from the left side and a nasty breaking ball. He deals home to Shiner, a swing and a miss. 0-1 on that backdoor slider. 0-for-3 day for Shiner at the plate. Jacobson ready from the stretch. He deals. Chopper, third base side. Nash Knight has it head high. Sets, throws on to first, and gets Shiner there, a two away. Rough Riders trying to win tonight for a chance at a series split with a victory tomorrow. And to improve to 16-10. Joe Rizzo hits. Double in the seventh. He's one for three. Left on left. Two outs, bases clear. 5-0 Riders, top of the ninth. Jacobson's pitch. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider low. 0-1. Four-seam, two-seam. Slider splitter. The four-pitch combo for Jacobson as he looks in, has his sign. He comes set. 0-1. Way out in front of home plate. It bounces. Goes past Garcia back to the backstop. 1-1. Rough Riders in tomorrow's game will turn to Cole Reagans, the left-hander who has been very good for Frisco. 1-1 with a 3 ERA from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Hard line drive back up the middle into center for a base hit. Now Joe Rizzo has his second hit of the contest. He singles to center. And Zach Deloach makes his way up to the plate. Five nothing Rough Riders. Another left on left. Jacobson's pitch. Foul back. 0-1. Jacobson trying to complete the shutout. A little bit of everything tonight. Two home runs, Ezekiel Duran and Blaine Grimm. I think without a doubt, the most complete game the Rough Riders have played so far this year. Jacobson readies. 0-1 toss. Curveball and the strike in the outside corner. 0-2. Arkansas down to their final strike. They're getting loud here at Riders Field. 7,028 on hand. 0-2 pitch. Foul away left side. Still no balls, two strikes. Waiting around for post-game fireworks on Skylit Saturday, presented by CoServe. Rough Riders provided plenty of fireworks on the field today. Jacobson looks in for a sign. He's got it. Left-hander set. 0-2. Just missed inside. Big looping breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Here's the set. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rough Riders take game five. 5-0 over the Arkansas Travelers. Lucas Jacobson locks it down. The Rough Riders have their first shutout win of the season. 5-0 over Arkansas. A complete victory for Frisco. Scoring one in the first, one in the fifth, three in the seventh on offense. And Jack Leiter, Grant Anderson, and Lou Jacobson combine for 2022's first blanking of the season. Chris Jarrett will break it down for you in the postgame show. When we come back, Rough Riders win and improve to 16-10 on the season on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th.
Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back post-game at Riders Field before another skylit Saturday. Riders win tonight 5-0, the final score. They allow five hits in a team shutout against Arkansas to pick up their second win of the series. And likely the best game of the season that we've seen tonight. Three runs in the bottom of the seventh to push this one out of reach for Arkansas tonight. And Jack Leiter was spectacular. He gets his first career win. Now 1-2 on the season. Five strikeouts, no walks, no runs on just two hits allowed. And that ERA now dipping below two at a 1.93. Grant Anderson coming in. He gets the hold of two innings. Four strikeouts, no walks. Two hits allowed, and Lou Jacobson comes in for the final inning, gives up a hit, no runs, no errors, and no walks for the Frisco Rough Riders pitching staff tonight. 11 punch outs as Jacobson pours in two, strikes out Deloach for the final out, and no walks given up by this Riders staff tonight. I know Jeff Anders will be very happy about that. He certainly should be. He got a spectacular start out of Leiter. Six innings, scoreless, no walks, five Ks. That's the stuff we've really been waiting for with Jack Leiter. We've seen bits and teases and flashes peeking through every now and then. And striking out seven in three innings in his pro debut certainly was special. I mean, that was borderline elite. But tonight was really, really good. A satisfying team win for the Riders. They do finish 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Certainly don't like to see that. But the staff holding Arkansas to 0-for-9 in the same category. And offensively, you have Blaine Grimm and Ezekiel Duran batting 4 and 5. They combined for all five of the runs scored. Wow, five RBI tonight for Duran and Grimm. And a combined 3-for-7 night between the two. The top seven hitters for the Riders got a hit tonight. It was Kellen Strom, Nash Knight that were unable to do so, but really good elsewhere. What a catch by Nash Knight as well in his first game as a Frisco Rough Rider this season. Certainly hard to top moving forward. Riders with the win on Saturday night. We'll step aside and come back and close down our broadcast and look to the close of the series when we return. It all comes to a close between Arkansas and Frisco tomorrow at 4:05. We'll talk about it next on the Riders postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Five nothing Riders win on Saturday night. Jack Leiter with his first pro win of the season with six scoreless innings. He strikes out five and walks none. That sounds nice. Back on the Riders postgame show as we close our broadcast tonight. Take one quick trip around the Texas Rangers farm system. Round Rock on the road taking on Reno. And it's been a great start for the Express this season. They're in front 13-9, headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. 11 hits, bringing in 13 tonight, and 7 in the top of the fourth inning for the E-Train. They're looking to keep it rolling to the start of the season, approaching their 30th game and looking to improve to 19-10 with a win tonight. Cannapolis edging down east in an absolute shootout tonight. Cannapolis with 5 errors committed, an 11-10 final. The Wood Ducks fall by a run. Wow, what a ball game. 3 by the Wood Ducks in the top of the eighth to make it a 10-8 game, but Cannapolis with 3 of their own in the bottom half to retake the 11-10 lead. That would do it. They played 2 tonight in a doubleheader with a game that was suspended and rained out a night ago, and down east would not be swept tonight. They won 2-1 in the other half of today's doubleheader at the low A level, and so they split with Cannapolis this Saturday night. Hickory and Winston-Salem also postponed as rain really around the country claiming victims on the diamond, and Hickory and Winston-Salem the other ones. Quickly around the Texas League before the fireworks starting at Riders Field. San Antonio top Corpus Christi tonight, 10-7 the final score. Wichita and Tulsa playing a doubleheader. The first one was rained out, so they lost a game tonight. That's really tough because the first 3 nights of that series were postponed due to rain. That set up a doubleheader on Friday, Saturday, Sunday for Tulsa and Wichita. Again, the first game tonight rained out. They do play the second, 5-4 the final score, as Tulsa falls tonight in the only game that they can play with the rain in the area. Northwest Arkansas edging Springfield 4-0 on 9 hits from the Naturals. They move back to 500, 13-13 on the year. The reigning AA Central last year, as it was called, AA Central champs in 2021, the Kansas City Royals affiliate. Midland in front of Amarillo by a big margin, 12-6, doubling the Soddies in their own ballpark. This one's in Hodgetown. In 14 hits for Midland, scoring 12 runs. They scored 5 in the second and thumping Amarillo in tonight. That'll do it for Texas League action, and that'll just about do it for our broadcast tonight. Fans now pouring out over center field as the fireworks just moments away to cap what has been a spectacular night in North Texas. The Riders with a 5-0 win, setting up tomorrow's matchup where one more Frisco win this week can at least split this series. The Riders fell in 3 of their first 4. They won on Cinco de Mayo, a convincing margin, but fell last night, and it looked like Arkansas was off to a great start in this week, and they certainly were. But the Riders with a win tonight, trying not to lose this series at home to Arkansas. Frisco with the win now, 16-10 on the season. Cole Reagans, the left-hander, getting the start tomorrow night. Certainly going to be good, as Reagans this season has been really, really special. The former first-rounder that has had limited action in the Rangers system due to a rehabbing elbow, the left-handed starter making start number 5 tomorrow. 1-1 record and 22 strikeouts in 18 innings. Looking to see if the Riders can make it back-to-back wins to end the series at home against Arkansas. That'll do it on Saturday night. We'll close our broadcast with that. Folks, have a great rest of your Saturday night. Thanks so much for tuning in to tonight's game, if you caught any bit of it. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, saying so long from Frisco, Texas, and that final score one last time. Rough Riders win 5-0 the final. We'll talk to you tomorrow with a 4:05 first pitch. We'll be on the air at about 3:45 p.m. Texas time. And until then, fans, have a great rest of your night. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.